Proclamation number 7023, dated the January 23rd, 1958. Reason for the profound knowledge. Battle of faith. The deeper I guide you into my eternal plan of salvation, the more valuable work you can accomplish, for you will only be capable of serving your fellow human beings as a teacher if you possess much knowledge yourselves. I educated my first disciples myself and will also teach my last disciples such that they will be able to stand up for me and my kingdom when it is demanded of them, so that they then will be able to step forward when the faith and teachings which cannot be verified is to be defended. For the time will come when every religious doctrine will become under attack. The time will come when war will be declared on all spirituality, when no existing spiritual movement will be spared being attacked and slandered. And neither will it be difficult for my opponents to destroy the foundation, for many are only built on sand, that is, their teachings cannot stand up to contradictions, they can be pulled to pieces, and their adherents themselves will start to doubt and very easily let go of them, unless they fanatically hold on to their school of thought but without being able to endorse it with inner conviction. And then the truth, too, will be fought against, and action will also be taken against those of you who were chosen and taught by me as representatives of the truth which is conveyed to you by myself. You will also be drawn into this battle, but your opponents will find it difficult to bring you down because you will be able to defend the truth in line with your realization and refute every objection, since you will be able to logically substantiate the more profound correlations. This is why I guide you into my eternal plan of salvation and thus grant you the knowledge that entitles you to pit yourselves against your enemies. And then you shall fight with the sword of your tongue. Do you now understand why I keep transmitting the information from above to you, why I let you have an insight into spiritual knowledge which is not denied to anyone, providing he only shapes himself such that he can be enlightened by my spirit? People's thinking has truly become confused. They're ensnared by a net of errors and lies and can't find their way through because they don't have the will to do so. And precisely this darkness will demonstrate itself when they seriously have to state their position in regards to their faith, to their relationship to me and to the act of salvation. Then everything will collapse like a house of cards, for the adversary will relentlessly pick every single teaching to pieces or mock and ridicule everything which had been sacred to people so far. My disciples, however, will not be afraid, they will courageously enter the battle by giving full explanations, and this truly with substantial authority, because then they will not be speaking, instead I myself will speak. But these true fighters of mine must nevertheless have been educated by me myself. They must speak of their own accord and use their own words so as not to force people to believe. But even from the adversary's ranks they will be joined by fighters too who are impressed by their words and unable to deny their validity. And thus one day the time will come when you will be able to use all your knowledge, and for this time I am educating you and supply you with teaching material which not everyone can show and which, since it originates from me, will not remain ineffective either. For I still want to help many people. However, whether they will accept this is up to their own free will, since I certainly allow unusual things to happen but always in a way that it will not compel them to believe. I will still pour out many blessings, yet they must voluntarily be used. Amen.